Listen now to the Word of God from the Book of Colossians. This is the Christ we proclaim. We train everyone and teach everyone the full scope of this knowledge in order to set everyone before God mature in Christ. I labor for that end, striving for it, with divine energy which is a power within me. Striving? Yes, I want you to understand my deep concern for you, for those at Laodicea, and all those who have never seen my face. May their hearts be encouraged. May they learn the meaning of love. May they have all the wealth of conviction that comes from insight. May they learn to know that open secret of God, the Father of Christ, in whom all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge lie hidden. I say this to prevent you from being deluded by plausible arguments from anybody, for although I am absent in body, I am with you in spirit. And it is a joy to note your steadiness and the solid front of your faith in Christ. Since you have had the Messiah, even Jesus the Lord, brought to you, lead your life in Him, fixed and founded in Him, confirmed in the faith, as you have been taught it, and overflowing with thankfulness to God. Beware of anyone getting hold of you by means of a theosophy, which is specious make-believe, on the lines of human tradition, corresponding to the elemental spirits of the world and not to Christ. It is in Christ that the entire fullness of deity has settled bodily. It is in Him that you reach your full life, and He is the head of every angelic ruler and power. In Him you have been circumcised, with no material circumcision that cuts the flesh of the body, but with Christ's own circumcision. When you were buried with Him in your baptism, and thereby raised with Him, as you believed in the power of God who raised Him from the dead. Though you were dead in your trespasses, your flesh uncircumcised, He made you live with Christ. He forgave us all our trespasses. He canceled the regulations that stood against us. All these obligations He set aside when He nailed them to the cross, when He cut away the angelic rulers and powers from us, exposing them to all the world and triumphing over them in the cross. So let no one take you to task on questions of eating and drinking, or in connection with observance of festivals, or new moons or Sabbaths. All that is the mere shadow of what is to be. The substance belongs to Christ. Let no one lay down rules for you as he pleases with regard to fasting and any cult of angels, presuming on his visions and inflated by his sensuous notions, instead of keeping in touch with that head under whom the entire body, supplied with joints and sinews, and thus compacted, grows with growth divine. As you died with Christ to the elemental spirits of the world, why live as if you still belonged to the world? Why submit to rules and regulations like hands off this or taste not that, touch not this, all referring to things that perish by being used? These rules are determined by human precepts and tenets. They get the name of wisdom for their self-imposed devotions, their fasting, and their rigorous discipline of the body, but they are of no value. They simply pamper the flesh. Since then you have been raised with Christ, aim at what is above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Mind what is above, not what is on the earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will appear with Him in glory. So put to death those members that are on earth: sexual vice, impurity, appetite, evil desire and lust, which is as bad as idolatry, things that bring down God's anger on the sons of disobedience. Once you moved among them, when you lived in them, but off with them all now, off with anger, rage, malice, slander, and foul talk. Tell no lies to one another. You have stripped off the old nature with its practices, and put on the new nature, which is renewed in the likeness of its Creator, for the knowledge of Him. In it there is no room for Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or freeman. Christ is everything and everywhere. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Colossians.